59-year-old Brian McNulty lives in Texas, but was born in Washington State.
I was with a real good family, and it brought me up right and taught me to respect people. And as far back as I can remember, they've always told me I was adopted.
People born after October 1st, 1993 in Washington are able to get their birth certificates directly from the state's health department. But for adoptees like McNulty, born before this cutoff, getting a hold of an original birth certificate involves hiring someone to navigate the courts and often costs a few $100. Starting July 1st, 2014, these older adoptees will be given the same access to their records as their younger counterparts. Debbie Marker with the Department of Social and Health Services says, as the law requires birth parents to fill out new paperwork.
You know, yes, you can release all my information to my child. No, I don't want them to know my name, but they can know, they can have all the medical history with specifics on it, or I don't want any contact at all, and I don't want the birth certificate released.
The state wants birth parents to know that they can fill out this paperwork online right now and should make a point to do so if they don't want any information released. Brian McNulty got lucky. He found his birth mother's name in some papers after his adopted parents died. A few weeks ago, he tracked her down over the phone and found out they have a lot in common. They both love NASCAR, and they both enjoy the same beverage.
I asked her what she liked to drink, and she said, rum and Coke. That's what I like to drink whenever I drink. Kind of weird.
This past weekend, McNulty met his birth mother for the first time in person in Mount Vernon. He hopes to track down his birth sister next. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.